Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
John Bertrand, the skipper of Australia Tour, has been good enough to give us some time today. Hi, John.
Yeah, good afternoon.
It's good talking to you. There will be a lot of chat about the good and the bad of Alan Bond. Was he a good man?
Look, he was an extraordinary individual. Was he a good man? Well, within the world of America's Cup, he was quite fantastic in his ability to hang in there over a 10-year period with four separate challenges. Everyone has their own opinion about Bond around the country. It's polarised the nation in many ways, but through my association with Alan, which was high performance sport and America's Cup in particular, his support was integral in our ability to, let's face it, to become folklore of this country in terms of the America's Cup win.
When you heard that he'd passed away today and you think back about back then for that America's Cup win, what's going to stand out for you more than anything else as a memory of him?
The pride. You know, we had our 30-year anniversary a year and a half ago, and he flew in from London, and, we're talking a lot, of course, and his reflection and his sense of pride with his boys. You know, he just loved hanging out with the team, of course. And our guys had flown in from all around the world, you know, because we're spread like confetti everywhere now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just great to see the man so content within the America's Cup team.
Did he like sailing? Did he actually like it, or did he like winning more?
He liked the team environment.
Yeah.
He didn't know much about sailing, to be honest, particularly when he first got involved. But he started to understand enough to realise when he didn't know, which was very important from my perspective because, you know, as an entrepreneur, which he was, with a huge amount of energy, he would try and get involved in everything and that would just bugger things up, to be honest. But,
yeah.
Look, he's a very, very intelligent guy, and his motivation, his can-do attitude, his positive nature, and, people don't realise he first challenged for the America's Cup when he was 34 years old.
Yeah,
you know, you talk about chutzpah.
Yes.
And then got hammered 74, 77, 80 by the Americans. And the Americans were not in the business of losing. You know, they'd controlled and won, kept the America's Cup for over 132 years of competition. You know, it started off before the U.S. Civil War, to put it in context.
Yeah.
Longest running sporting event in the history of modern sport. And to climb that Everest was, you know, we understood the enormity of what we were trying to achieve. And Alan knew that. And again, the continuity to hang in there and allow us to develop the knowledge and the technology and the people to eventually take on the Americans at their own game.
And the two of you, I mean, all of you, were really thrust into the spotlight, probably more than you could ever believe, the way that, you know, sailing had captured all of us at the time. How did he react to that? I mean, was that just, you mentioned pride before, is that something that just kept carrying him through?
Yes. None of us, Alan included, could have visualised the impact it had on this nation. You know, in anyone with their right mind would, you know, where the country stopped. And I'm told, you know, we're halfway around the world, of course, when we won it, but I'm told the celebrations were not dissimilar to the end of World War II in this Australia.
Yeah.
And let's face it, it was a sporting event and a sailing event. You know, how extraordinary is that? But there was a long history of trying to win the America's Cup. It first started off with old man Packer, Sir Frank Packer,
yep,
in 1962. And, you know, his famous quote was, complaining to the New York Yacht Club is like complaining to your mother-in-law about your wife. And that was the start of it. And then Bond took over in 1974, and eventually we won it in 83. So there was a long history. But the enormity, I was told that there were more people naturalised as a result of that day than ever before or since in Australian history, because people felt for the first time part of this country in terms of the celebrations and the sense of pride. So how do you put a value to that? I don't know.
When the I wouldn't expect you to pick through the bones of this, but when the bad things had come along for Alan Bond and all of that talk, how did that make you feel seeing that unfold?
I was sad. You know, we're all sad. You know, because Alan, we knew him as a, you know, a never give up merchant and extremely positive and forward thinking, very much a visionary, and to see the whole thing collapse, which it did, and you know, a lot of people got burnt, a lot of people lost money.
Yeah.
And people will tell you about that, of course, and all the commentary, a lot of commentary coming out, it's all about that.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I get that. But, you know, as a team, where we've achieved something that's part of the country's history, you know, we felt sad, very sad for Alan and the subsequent, issues that he went through.
When people, you know, watch it on the, you're listening to this now, they watch it on the news tonight or they see the paper tomorrow, what do you want them to take away from it? As I said, there's good, there's bad, there's no denying his part in Australia's recent history, but what would you like them to take away?
Well, people all have their own opinion of it, and I'm not sure that's going to change much. Not, you know, and that's, everyone has their own right for that.
Sure.
But from my perspective, the contribution he made in helping a team of people, and he was, obviously a totally integrated part of that to achieve something that no nation had ever done before in the world of sport, and to give a sense of pride to this nation when we're going through tough economic times, recession and so on. That was something that, very few people have the ability to make that contribution. So, and Alan was instrumental in that.
You'll be going to his memorial, his funeral, John?
Yes, I will.
I appreciate the chat. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Mr. John Bertrand, the Australia 2 skipper. And what a time it was. I loved his thoughts on that. And it is all from his perspective. And he's right. We're all going to form in our own mind some thoughts about Alan Bond. We want to tell the whole story. Don't want to kick him. And kick his family on the way out the door. I don't think that is the Australian way, but we also don't want to turn him into a hero that he shouldn't be turned into either. I think we're getting it about right.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.